Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
They've travelled about 10,000 kilometres from the American Midwest to Sochi. Meet Sean Gushing and Stephen Lunsford, two of the self-proclaimed singing men of Oklahoma.
The singing men of Oklahoma are a group of 90 men. We've paid our own way to come to Sochi to pray for the people of Sochi, to share goodwill, to enjoy the games. We've sung all over the city. On the buses, we've sung in the
train station,
in the trains, anywhere we could find people who would listen.
The 90 singing men of Oklahoma are staying free to a room on board one of the cruise ships docked in Sochi Harbor. The liners provide a quick fix for the shortage of hotel rooms in the city. Also on board are Sevgenia Morozova and Anastasia, two dancers who won a Russian competition to come and see the games.
We are from Irkutsk, near Lake Baikal in Siberia. We went by plane to Moscow. That took 6 hours. Then we took the train from Moscow to Sochi, which took 24 hours.
For most international visitors, including the USA Olympic team last week, this is the first experience of Sochi. The new airport terminal is staffed by dozens of smiling volunteers. But for many Russians eager to cheer on their heroes, there is a cheaper, albeit slower option, the infamous Russian railway. Trains arrive at Sochi's ornate station from across Russia. There are several trains a day from Moscow, a 24-hour, 1,500-kilometer journey. Others come from Siberia in the east and St. Petersburg in the west.
We have come from the westernmost point of Russia, from Kaliningrad. My way, it took me to 24 hours, 48 hours to come here. You know, our Russia is a great country. You see? So, guys, I wish you were here. It is splendid. Sun is shining brightly. People are smiling everywhere.
The train also brings arrivals from the airport, like Linda Want and Kimberly Moss from the United States.
I started in Minneapolis. She started in San Francisco. We met in London.
We left the States last Saturday, arrived in London on Sunday, and then went on to Finland, spent a day in Finland, spent a couple of days in Moscow, seeing the sights, and then arrived here today.
Brad McCullum has made a pilgrimage of thousands of kilometers from Toronto for one thing only, the ice hockey.
It's in our blood as Canadians, so we're here to support the team.
As the travelers emerge into the warm sunshine of Sochi, many of them agree on one thing. The epic journey is all part of the Olympic adventure. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sochi.